Tape 84, side 1, House Committee on Judiciary, Friday, June 8th, 8:30 a.m., Room 350, Subcommittee 1. Work session, Senate Bill 903A.
Related to control substances act.
House Subcommittee on Judiciary will come to order. The only bill which we have up this morning is Senate Bill 903. Joan, when you're finished passing it out, perhaps you can bring us up to date on where we are on this.
Okay, the bill was originally intended just to change language. Specifically, to change the words narcotic and dangerous drugs to controlled substances because in the Controlled Substances Act last session, they did away with definitions of narcotic and dangerous drugs and made it all controlled substances. And this was supposed to be cleanup. But when we had the hearing, the Board of Medical Examiners said that their section on licensing did not say narcotic and dangerous drugs, it just said drugs, and that they were pulling doctors' licenses for abuse of Toluen, which was not a controlled substance, but is a drug. So they requested that we reinsert drugs into their licensing section. Clearly that raised the question about other sections of the bill, which just deleted the words drugs rather than narcotic and dangerous drugs, and whether it would affect other people. The answer is that I don't know. I went through the bill section by section, and mostly I don't know what effect it would have to delete the word drugs. I did call Jim Henning on the section about basically a diminished capacity defense, where it also said drugs, and the drafters changed that to controlled substances. And Jim said that would not be good for them because they rely on combinations sometimes of alcohol and drugs that are not necessarily controlled substances, and they might not be able to do that if the bill passed. So what I've done is prepare amendments that in most cases where what the drafters did was delete just drugs and insert controlled substances, I've inserted or other substances with abuse potential. Everything is a substance with abuse potential, but I don't know quite what else to do. I originally had thought about just going back to drugs, you know, to drugs or controlled substances. Kathleen Buffet doesn't like that because she says there's no definition of drugs except drugs means medicine or something like that. So I don't know whether this solves the problem, and I recently scheduled only this bill was in case you wanted to go through section by section and see what you thought. On the off chance that somebody in the committee has more expertise than I do on whether it makes a difference to delete your drugs. It's mostly licensing. Most of the good is in the licensing section. So I don't know what you want to do. You could, I suppose, amend the bill to take out all those places where they change drugs to controlled substances and just leave the places where they change dangerous and narcotic drugs, which as I understand it was the main reason for the bill anyway. Then you're back in the position of using the word drugs, which doesn't have an acceptable statutory definition, although apparently people have been operating with it for a long time. Or you could adopt these amendments. Even with these amendments, there are some places where I'm not sure. I have a couple of questions. So, I don't know whether you want to go through it section by section or...
Well, let me get clear on this. You say we deleted drugs last time.
No, dangerous and narcotic.
We deleted dangerous and narcotic.
For the, as far as the Controlled Substances Act, which was criminal activity. But all these sections, these are mostly licensing sections and confidentiality sections that, as I understand it initially, they were designed to delete narcotic and dangerous drugs and insert controlled substances into these, but there were lots of places where it just said drugs. There are some places where it said narcotics or barbitol, some places where there's one nice one.
Yes,
I don't like the amendments. I think that controlled substances has a definition in the law, because there's a reference back to, I guess, the bill we passed in 77, but the language "or other substances with abuse potential" is so broad, it's really to be, I think, meaningless.
Water.
Yeah, impermissibly broad. The language of dangerous or narcotic drugs is narrower than that.
Right.
I think perhaps there may not be a specific statutory reference anywhere in the book, but at least that language has been subject to court interpretation, and I've never heard of a case in which someone successfully challenged that as being impermissibly
broad. Narcotic or dangerous drugs is not the problem, because that fits very well with controlled substances. Everything that's a narcotic or dangerous drug is a controlled substance. There are drugs that are not controlled substances, and that's where the medical examiner's problem came up, because there's a gap in the medical examiner's statute, licensing statute, it just said previously drugs. It now just says controlled substances, and Tolan, which is apparently what physicians are abusing, falls into the gap. It's a drug, but it's not a controlled substance. Now, one solution would be to say to the board of medical examiners, go to the Committee on Controlled Substances and get it made into a controlled substance, which apparently the federal government will do. It just raises a question in my mind about, in all these other sections of the bill, what potential are we creating for a substantive change in the law, and what we're trying to do is make a simpler language.
Well,
sure.
The word drugs has not been subject to any challenge, has it, as far as the Board of Medical Examiners were concerned. They were able to operate at least for some period of time with that specific statutory
reference. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Smith?
John, in those cases, could we leave the word drug and still achieve the intent of what we're doing by refusing to change the controlled substance and just creating legislative intent that drugs shall continue having the definition that it's always been understood to have?
In the medical examiner case, you mean? Or
well, and maybe we'd have to go through point by point, but certainly in that case.
Well, my inclination was not to be to change the law except to the extent we intended to change it when we started out, because I don't think there's been any other problems pointed out to us except for the medical examiner situation. And with respect to the medical examiner situation, we have two choices, either to change their statute to say drugs rather than controlled substance, or encourage them to have Tolan added to the controlled substance list.
Hasn't John indicated, though, that there would be a series of other implied problems besides
well. Jim Henning's problem was in page 4 of the bill, lines 8 through 16, basically. Line 10, it's offered to defend that used drugs. This deleted controlled substances was put in or was dependent on or was intoxicated. Jim said they used that section to cover sometimes in situations where the defendant was combining alcohol and some drug that is not a controlled substance, alcohol and aspirin, or alcohol and whatever, you know, whatever gets people off.
Okay.
So that's a problem for him.
Okay. We just about are going to have to go through this, I think.
Well, or you could decide you needed to put in other substances with abuse potential. That's what I did basically, was put that in every time they had deleted simply the word drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I went through to try to make a rational decision section by section, I couldn't, because I don't know enough about drugs,
okay,
controlled substances, combinations, what these things are used for, anything. If you wanted to instead of inserting "or other substances with abuse potential," you could simply go through and every time it says drugs, reinsert drugs.
Drugs
for controlled substances.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that sounds like I'd be much more comfortable doing that. I think that way, if you had controlled substance or other drugs, since drugs has at least some kind of meaning as far as these particular sections are concerned, that would pick it up.
How about "or other drugs with abuse potential" rather than "substance with abuse potential"? Would by manufacturer.
Yeah, that would be narrower.
Well, why don't we...
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I just think when you add in new language with abuse potential to modify the word drugs, you are changing what the term drugs has been understood to be. There's no sense giving new language to it if the single word alone has sufficed.
Okay, well, I think maybe it might be best if we did go through it section by section. It might tend to put things in a focus for it. I realize that's a problem, but let's start with the first section, Joan.
Okay, the first section is about confidentiality, and the first question comes up on page 2, on line 29. It's about school counselors, and they're supposed to keep confidential communications. It said in the current law, it says about abuse or sale of drugs that's been changed to controlled substances. I don't know there whether it makes a difference. It also says or alcoholic liquor.
I think I'd be inclined there to say drugs or controlled substances.
So, Mr. Chairman,
discussion. Simply drugs, comma, controlled substances, comma, or alcoholic liquor.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my motion.
Chair, Representative Gardner moves on line 26, page 2, to reinsert the word drugs and place a colon after the word drugs so that the line will be drugs, comma, controlled substances or alcoholic liquor. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Okay, the next one is on page 3, at line 8. This has been a section on conservators. And it used to say chronic use of drugs. Now it says chronic use of controlled substances. My question there is, I assume that conservators are not being appointed now because someone is a chronic user of aspirin. So aspirin is a drug but not a controlled substance. But I don't know whether they're being appointed because someone is a chronic user of something else that's not a controlled substance but is a drug. I would say, simply to be safe, put in drugs or controlled substances. But it's like it's throughout the bill. I have no space for
drugs in all of it.
Can
you
just
add? I think you just tape the bill and solve the problem.
Can we?
Well, that's the simplest solution.
Well, but
table the bill.
But there is a need for the bill in some respects, right?
Yeah, apparently, because I think that what Senator Cork is concerned with is some defense attorney saying, well, you can't charge my client with drug abuse or driving under the influence of a drug or something like that because there aren't drugs in Portland in Oregon anymore. There are controlled substances.
A what?
Wouldn't it be simpler to a one-line amendment to the law just saying that where necessary to make sense out of the law, the word drugs may be substituted for the word controlled substances.
Well, I think that raises the issues that we're plowing through here. I think that's what they...
Yeah, it passes back to the courts to make the decision whether it's necessary here to substitute controlled substances for drugs.
Well, was the entire purpose of the bill to solve the problem with respect to trying cases? Is that it?
No, it was to clean up the language in the sections that were not amended by last session's control.
It was intended to be a housekeeping measure.
Right. And I think if they had stuck to changing the language where it said dangerous and narcotic drugs, it would have been a real housekeeping measure. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive about that, but that's the impression that I got.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't stick to that. They also went through all these things where it said drugs.
Yeah, sure.
It seems to me that unless short of going through section by section, it wouldn't do any harm to just reinstitute in every case the word drugs and put a comma after it, or if it's a single use, put drugs or. And what damage does that do to the intent?
I don't think that there's any. That was my first, the first thing that I wanted to suggest, and I talked to Kathleen Beauclair about it. She objects to it because there's only, the only definition of, statutory definition of drugs is medicine, and she said you're going to get people confused in that.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that's the law present.
That's right. There's
no more definition to that.
No, that was suggested by someone in the mental health division, and I agree that it's no more precise. Yeah.
Sally, we've just been handed an announcement. The floor session will start at 10 instead of 9:45. Well, we have two choices, it seems to me. Well, three, I guess. Take the Representative Cohen's suggestion that we just, without going further, make that change. Secondly, that we go through it section by section. Or third, that we table the bill.
I've got a fourth suggestion.
Okay.
Why don't we go to drug, comma, controlled substance, or whatever the language is, wherever there's a reference to drugs other than dangerous or narcotic drugs. Where there's just merely a reference to dangerous or narcotic drugs, let's just leave the language as controlled substance because that's been picked up by the law.
Okay. I would come to that, John?
No. I think that's the best way to go. It still leaves, I think, a few questions where the law is not. Has not been very consistent. And there are times when it doesn't even say drugs, it says habit-forming drugs.
Okay. Representative Gardner moves that in those cases where the word drugs appear, that it be reinserted where dangerous and narcotic appears, that language remain. Was that the sense of your
mind? To leave the controlled substance. To substitute controlled substance for dangerous or narcotic.
Okay.
Right. That's what the bill does now.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to that motion? Any discussion? Any objection? Not. It's ordered.
Chair.
Yes, Representative Gardner.
Move Senate Bill 903 is amended to the full committee to pass recommendation.
Okay. I think that in addition to that, we should ask you, Joan, then to go through. Make sure that what we've just done makes sense in every respect, and then bring that to the attention of the full committee. Okay? Further discussion? Not the clerk to call the roll.
Representative Gardner?
Aye.
Richards?
Aye.
Rutherford?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Passes. Any further business to come before the subcommittee?
I have one announcement. That is, the party will be June 21st, and it will be at Ellen Schneider's. We will have a map and direction.
Okay. Any other business?
We will have a
band.
You're kidding.
We don't have a what?
A band.
Okay.